President Trump and congressional leaders are trying to work out a solution for the thousands of young people known as Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. as children by their undocumented parents. Their legal status became uncertain after Trump ended an Obama administration policy known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Illinois State University has a significant number of undocumented students, and tomorrow, CAUSA, ISU's Committee to Assist Undocumented Student Achievement, will hold an all-day workshop to address the legal challenges and increased threat of deportation those students face. GLT's Judy Valente has more.
Illinois State doesn't keep official statistics on the number of undocumented students. There is no immigration status box that has to be checked for admission. But those who work with the immigrant student community estimate there are at least 100 enrolled at ISU. I spoke with one of those students, a 21-year-old senior who came to the U.S. at the age of 17. He asked that his name not be used for fear of being reported to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I spoke also with Professor Juliet Lind, interim director of the Latin American Studies Program. Lind says undocumented students face daily anxiety and often feel the university campus is one of the only safe havens they have.
Having a place where students can go, where they know that they can find somebody they can trust and get reliable advice. The gamut of concerns extends from the whole admissions process, how to pay for college, what financial aid students have access to. I recently heard the story of a student whose parents can't help her move to campus because she's concerned, they're concerned that should they be pulled over on the freeway or some such thing, they could run into problems in that sense. So that kind of problem just with residential life, there can be emotional issues, right, particularly in the current climate, threats of intimidation or concerns or just anxiety about the future.
You have brought with you a student who is undocumented. For obvious reasons, he has asked that we not use his name. Perhaps tell us a little bit about yourself, what year you're in, what you're majoring in.
Yeah, sure. I am a senior in college right now. It's my last semester. And I am a double major and Spanish and French education.
And how is it that you came to the U.S. undocumented? Did you come as a child? What was that process like?
Actually, my story is a little different. When my family came to the U.S., we actually had documents, but I ended up losing them due to several complications in immigration. And I think something very important to point out is that even when I still had a visa, it was so hard to live, at least in this state.
In what way?
For example, I was not allowed to get a driver's license, so I could never get a car. Most of the official paperwork that I needed for doctor's offices, I could not fill it out, because even having a permit to live here doesn't give you the rights that other people do. So I remember my mom took me to the doctor when I was in high school, and one single bill that would have been like $20 with insurance cost us like $500.
So you had to pay that $500
yes.
out of pocket.
And things just got worse after that. When I got into college, there was no financial aid. No one would help an immigrant. No matter if you had status or not, if you don't have a social security number, you're not allowed to get any financial aid.
Is that still the situation now where undocumented students cannot get financial aid?
Yes, it's certainly complicated. But one thing that CAUSA, the Committee to Assist Undocumented Student Achievement, is looking to do is to locate and identify resources, scholarships, for example, that do not require citizenship status to attain and to generally assist students. But certainly lack of access to financial aid is an enormous issue, an enormous obstacle to higher education.
Well, I'd like to ask you as a student, if you're more nervous this year than you were last year, the detentions have been stepped up, the number of people being picked up has stepped up.
Definitely. It's been getting worse. I would say gradually, because the president is taking so many actions, and I try to keep up with all of them. I read all the newspapers online, and they're so negative towards this community. Even people with documents are suffering. And I can give a couple of examples. Since I lost my status like a couple years ago, again, because of how complicated the immigration process is, basically in order to get a student visa to study in college, you have to prove that you have at least $40,000 in your bank account, which I haven't met a middle-class family who has that money just off the bat. So I, as a citizen from another country, could not get a status. And then these last couple years in college, it's like every single thing. Like, for example, I had to change places where I was living because I could no longer rent from my sublease because he would not allow people without the documents. That was, he said, it was a policy that was happening all over the country. Every time I travel with my friends of the state, I have to be extremely careful because you never know who's going to be an ICE officer. Actually, I barely do anything. I try to walk to school very carefully every single time because even if you get into an accident, it's not your fault. The police can still pick you up. So like you can be a victim of a car accident or someone like try to hit you with a car. And you're the one who gets sent back. So it's like dangerous everywhere.
Dr. Lin, does this sound familiar to you? Do you hear similar sorts of worries from students?
Yes, absolutely. And I would say the additional concern of students or anybody with undocumented status concerned about going to the police if they have been victims of a crime or have knowledge about a crime or witnessed a crime, anxiety to say the least about coming forward to the authorities if they or anybody they love is at risk.
I have friends who's they're citizens, but their parents, they have absolutely no status mm-hmm. now. Because one of my friends, his mom, she used to be DACA.
Deferred action for childhood
exactly.
immigrants.
Right. And she lost it as soon as President Trump decided to put this little time clock on it for the Senate. She cannot go to the grocery store anymore or other places in fear that she's going to get pulled over and the cops are going to ask for her papers. And if they don't see anything, then she could be deported right away in 48 hours.
What about your friends who are so-called dreamers who were brought here as children? What do you hear from them, given that their status is so uncertain now? The president basically has stopped that program, but Congress has not done anything to extend it yet.
It's awful because you've been in this country for so long, and you were here when you were so little, so everything you know is this culture, this place, and all of a sudden, just because you don't have a single paper or document, you're told you don't have any rights as everyone else who lives here. And then all your whole life is put into jeopardy because you can be deported right away. And then when you're sent back to a country with a culture that you don't know, a language that you might not even speak, with absolutely no resources at all. So obviously, and I have friends who are in this situation who are always so anxious. Every single time they walk, they look both ways. Every single time they see a cop, they try to take the other way. Not because they're doing something wrong, because they're in fear of something happening to them.
Dr. Lin, are most of the students that you come in contact with, have most of them been brought here as children?
I don't ask unless students come forward with that information to me. But I would say, I mean, we can be talking about undocumented students. We can be talking about documented students, right? Students who have DACA at least until it expires, right? And that's all very much up in the air and uncertain. And then you have students with undocumented family members. So students who maybe were born in the United States and are citizens, but are deeply worried about their parents or about other family members or friends or members of their community.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. I'm talking with a 21-year-old undocumented student at Illinois State University and with Dr. Juliet Lind, who is the interim director of the Latin American Studies Program at ISU. You want to hold a training on this whole issue. What are you hoping the takeaway will be?
We are hoping to both raise awareness among administrators, faculty, staff on campus. We are hoping to identify particular needs here at ISU and then to figure out a plan of action for moving forward so that we can figure out the kinds of support that our students need and that we're able to give them and move forward with a plan of action to institutionalize that support.
Last year, there was talk about whether or not ISU would become a so-called sanctuary campus. Where does that stand now?
We are not officially a sanctuary campus, but there is a lot of goodwill on campus and a lot of desire to be as welcoming as possible, to take measures to support all of our students on campus.
Well, I'd like to ask our student, how are you treated by other students, especially if they understand or somehow surmise that you are undocumented?
In general, the whole atmosphere at ISU is really good. One of the most important things to realize is that immigrants were not a threat to society. And once they actually get to know each person, it's easier to see that all these myths and all these prejudices are just, they're not founded correctly. Like, I always hear people saying, like, undocumented people take away all the services from the government, all the special rights and things. In reality, we don't get any benefits. For you to apply for the most basic benefits from the government, you have to have papers. People don't get that. Like, we don't get Social Security. We don't get any kind of Medicaid or stuff like that. It's just you live whatever you can. You get a job wherever they pay under the table, and then you live from that.
Are you working now?
I am.
How does that work with your employer? Does your employer know you're undocumented? Is it sort of an under-the-table kind of thing? Or?
Well, I mean, as a single-income student who's trying to survive, I had to find a way. And then I found this establishment that was able to hire me And the manager was okay with the situation. He told the owner, and they were okay with it. As long as I do hard working and I stay honest, they will pay me, which is the only way that I found to survive, because no other place would hire you without a status.
What do you think about that, Dr. Lind? Is that fair to the students who really want to work and need to work to pay for their books and their tuition?
No, I don't think it's fair at all. I think that access to higher education is a civil rights issue, and that everybody deserves the opportunity to do so. Everybody deserves the opportunity to work.
What do you see for your future? I'd like to ask the student.
Well, it's complicated to answer because I honestly don't know at this point. I know they're graduating, and I know that ISU will not pose any obstacles for that, and I'm thankful for that. But in terms of what happens afterwards, I honestly don't know. Getting a job will not be easy.
Do you have any hope at all of obtaining some sort of legal status in the short term?
Well, when I lost my status a little bit ago, I was able to get into contact with the immigration project in town. And after months and months and months of going through every single immigration aspect of it, there's no way. The system is so, I would say, old and so not updated at this point. That people,
meaning?
There's no special cases. There's no updates on how to make the system more efficient. It's so either black or white. Either you have papers or you don't. And you get them this way or this way.
The 21-year-old undocumented student Judy Valente spoke with originally arrived in the U.S. on a visa that is no longer valid. Juliet Lind is the interim director of the Latin American Studies Program at Illinois State University.